It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
Last month, I read a great article in the New York Times blog, Is There Danger Lurking in Your Lipstick? Well, David, it was pretty scary. The answer is a big yes. Now, I am a lip gloss kind of gal, but you still have to be careful when you're putting anything on your face, on your lips, on your body.
You know, a lot of people don't realize, you and I often speak about the dangerous chemicals, the cancer-causing chemicals in our products, but even you don't realize, even your lipstick, because every time you eat, just a little bit goes into your system, you're actually swallowing it, so you've got to be careful. And so today's guest, I got to tell you, I love, because as you and I talk about toxic chemicals, she's right in there with us and helping lead the pack as we try and, become a whistleblower to the industry. And with us today is Miss Toy. She's not only an esthetician, but she's done all kinds of healthy beauty videos on YouTube that have really taken off. She's created an educational beauty blog, and she's got some interesting topics you're going to love. Miss Toy, welcome.
Thank you, David. So I'm excited to be on the show with you guys today.
Oh, we're going to have fun. You've got myself and Lisa here, and we've both been anxious to speak with you. I know we've been trying to get you as a guest today. And so I know, you know, as I'm mentioning, we talk about these toxic chemicals because our bodies, topically applied body washes, lotions, can absorb up to 60% of the cancer-causing chemicals that are allowed in products today. But you talk about something called survive your morning shower. And tell us about that. What do you mean by that, survive your morning shower?
Exactly. Statistics from the Campaign for Safe Cosmetics have shown us that through our morning routine, we're costing ourselves with up to 200 toxic chemicals. A lot of these that have been linked to some serious health side effects, adverse effects in your shop.
Let me interrupt you there, because I want to point out to our listeners, 200 chemicals in the morning alone, I don't think people realize, you know, we often talk about all the different products you use, like a body wash, a body scrub, a body lotion, a deodorant, a toothpaste, but each of these products can have 20, even 30 chemicals in them, and some of them maybe even more. So it is, while that sounds like a huge number, 200 chemicals going onto our body each day, we really are, if you sit and think about it. So you've brought up a great point.
Yeah, and a lot of us just really don't think about that. I mean, of course, when you think about your health, you may think, okay, yeah, what I eat does affect my health, but a lot of people miss the fact that what you're putting on your body, on your skin, is affecting your health just as well, maybe even more because you don't have the digestive tract to filter out anything. So it's even more important to be mindful of what you're using on your body.
I love one of your quotes, empower us not to wait on the White House, but empower us to take control of our own house. And so really, that's what you're talking about. I don't know if I'm spilling the beans, but there's rumor that you have a book upcoming on the subject. Is that correct?
Exactly. I'm just putting it all out around the Survive Your Morning Shower concept and just breaking it down, taking you through your whole morning routine and teaching you what things you want to avoid as far as the chemicals and some healthy alternatives that you can use. You'd be surprised at really and truly some things that you already have in your cupboard that you can use as healthy alternatives for your morning personal care products. But yeah, as far as like not waiting on, you know, any legislation, there have been some bills passed to aid us in consumer protection with the ingredients in our products, but most of them have died due to lobbying from the industry. So we just really have to be responsible and take it upon ourselves. So that's why I appreciate what you and Lisa are doing, just educating people and getting the word out. And so it's just an effort on a grassroots level to help people know to avoid things and to be mindful of things.
Well, I really admire what you're doing. And in the beginning, I talked about that article that I read in the New York Times blog about are there dangers lurking in your lipstick. So talk to us about that.
Yes, you know, this is kind of one of the things that got me started on this bandwagon here with this message. When I came across the FDA study that was first done in 2005, where they tested 400 brands of popular lipstick and found them to contain lead. And lead, of course, being one of the most toxic things to human health, you know, it's been banned in gasoline, it's been banned in paint, children's toys, furniture. Why in the world would it be in our lipstick, of all things? I know, for most women, even women that don't wear makeup, lipstick, a tube of lipstick is the one thing that they do carry for those special occasions. So that was alarming to me. So that's why I went and found a healthy alternative with the crayon lipstick recipe, and just from there it's kind of turned into like a little cult following, and it's helping people become more aware.
That was one of the key things that really got our attention to wanting to have you as a guest today, because you started something called the Crayon Lipstick Craze. Tell our listeners, that's a DIY project every one of our listeners could do, is that right?
It is. It's the easiest recipe, and I promise you, it has to be easy, because I wouldn't do it if it wasn't easy and simple. But it's only three ingredients. You just shea butter, castor oil, optional essential oil if you want to flavor it, but crayon of all things. Crayons are, of course, safe for children. They know that children will try to eat them, so they're made from paraffin, food-grade paraffin, and pigments that have been tested for safety and certified non-toxic. Of course, that's depending on the brand of crayon that you get. But just with that simple recipe, you can make lipstick of the nicest quality, healthy, you know what's in it, and you can make any color of the rainbow. As a matter of fact, I've made it even simpler because I put together some do-it-yourself crayon kits that you can get on my website, mistoy.com, and everything pre-measured. All you have to do is just heat it and pour it into the tube that comes in the kit. So it's so easy, and you can make as many lipsticks as you want from that for a fraction of the cost that you pay for in the store.
See, that just sounds like so much fun. I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I could just imagine getting her and her girlfriends together and having them come over, and we all make lipstick that's safe. I mean, that would be a blast.
The comments that I've gotten back is that they're using it for parties and for gift ideas, and it's just a healthy way to not only get the family together to do a project, but it's a way to raise awareness of what we're putting on our bodies.
Well, think about the lesson you're also teaching your daughter. You're not only making a natural, healthy product for yourself and removing all these dangerous chemicals, but you're teaching that to your children. And so it's not just, this to me is not only a project women listeners can do, but involving your kids, it just is definitely going to teach them to worry about their health as they get older and all the dangers that are hidden in products that we trust. Right, Lisa?
Yeah, well, you know what I love about it, too, is I'm always talking to my daughter about why I don't let her have foods with artificial ingredients and artificial colors and fake sugars. And she really, like, you know, she says, I respect my body. I want to take care of myself. And this is just one more way to get the kids early on understanding about the importance of what they put on their body, not just in their body.
Yeah, I think it's important to start the mindset young. So, yeah, I appreciate that, what you and your daughter are doing, Lisa.
Well, Ms. Toy,
try your stuff.
Ms. Toy, yeah, I also hear you're part of the FBI, the Fabulous Beauty Investigator. So you tell some of our listeners some of the things we can look for on our labels.
Okay, well, yeah, exactly. That's the alter ego that I created for Ms. Toy. Just to bring it down to earth, I know when you're looking at the back of your labels, it reads like a chemistry book, and it's a little bit intimidating. So Ms. Toy, yeah, kind of breaks down each of these ingredients and makes it into a user-friendly version to help you understand what you're really looking at there.
And this information is available on your website?
Yes, sir. You can find it at mistoy.com, and that's mstoy.com.
Oh, I appreciate it. I was just going to spell it out for our listeners, so that's perfect. So you've got a lot of information there on the website, and I mean, you're doing some great things. Give us like one or two or three chemicals you'd try and avoid.
Definitely phthalates. Most of the chemicals that you want to avoid are actually preservatives, and these are just items that will help these products stay on the store shelves for long lengths of time, so the corporations, of course, can make their money. But phthalates are one. It's actually been linked to obesity, of all things. So it's commonly used in most of your personal products, your shampoos, your deodorants, your lotion. In addition to that, glycol.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ms. Toy, we're going to run out of time. Glycol, I know, is a cancer-causing chemical, and there's others. So I'm going to invite our listeners, go to Ms. Toy, mstoy.com. I want to thank you for listening. This is beauty expert David Pollack with my co-host, Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful and stay well.